All right. Hi. I'm just kidding. Okay, so everybody, welcome back. We haven't done episodes since the first season. So this is going to be our first one back. And actually I've been thinking about changing the name of this just because I feel like it needs to be a little bit more of a broad thing because we're going to be talking about more than just what the name is. But hi, Chloe. How are you?
I'm good.
I actually haven't seen Chloe in forever. Chloe and I have known each other for a really long time. We were actually both bodybuilders at the same time. I think we started around the same time, too.
Was it like 2015?
Yeah, it might have been sooner than that. Yeah. Damn, that's a long time.
I just started thinking about it the other day. It was like,
Jesus, wow, like where has time gone? That's crazy. Yeah, and then, and then just back and forth on social media, we've just been, you know, keeping up with each other just a little bit. And then life has gone on. We've had you more kids.
Lots of babies.
And yeah, right? There's like four just between the two of us. And we've kind of just been like each other's, like DM cheerleaders, which I love. Like who doesn't need that?
Yeah. I always tell people that's why I love social media.
I know, right? So like, and that's a thing too, is especially like among women, like we're more obviously into social media than most men. And it's like, that's where you kind of, especially with moms, right? Because we're not venturing out into the world like a lot of other people get to. So it's a really nice way to stay connected, like among people not just that you've met in life, but also that have, you know, have similarities to you. Like I know especially your Instagram. Well, I don't know if you have TikTok or anything like that. I'm an Instagram person, so that's kind of what I go to.
I feel like I'm like an old school. Like,
I know,
I'm like,
dude,
does that make me old?
Remember whenever Facebook was like Facebook? Yeah. Facebook, you got Facebook? Ugh. Or MySpace, all of that
MySpace stuff.
God, I can't believe that. But and you've really built kind of a little bit of a community around you based on, what's gone on in your life. Yeah. So let's rewind like 7-ish years and kind of just fill us in on what's gone on with life.
Well.
And everything like that.
So like bodybuilding, start right around there?
Yeah, if you want. Like, I mean, start, you know what? So the reason why I really have you here is because, you know, we relate a lot to loss, right? I lost my dad when I was 22. You lost Travis. And how long has it been since? It's been a little over a year, right?
A year and a half.
Yeah, right. So we definitely connect on that. Let's actually start back to when, you and Travis met.
Okay.
Because I had actually met Travis a bunch of times. I mean, we were never like hanging out.
Yeah.
But
I have a picture of y'all actually.
Really?
Yeah. I meant to.
Oh, wait. I think I remember that.
I think you're like on the leg press and he's like pushing.
Oh, that's so cool.
You're like sitting on
that
leg press.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I have it like in my Travis album.
Yeah. 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 Oh, my gosh. That's so awesome. Okay. So, yeah. I knew of Travis. So let's start from where you guys met. Okay. And then, my cat.
I want one.
She is probably going to jump up here at some point. Her name is Mila. She's my heart. But anyways, where you guys, when around the time you guys met and then, just through life, kids and everything like that.
So I met him, I think it was 2017. I had just gone through a breakup and I think he had just gone through a breakup. And like, I remember like sitting on the bed, me and my girlfriend were just like smoking. I was like, this fool hit me up in my DMs and I was like, man, no, because we had mutuals. And I was like trying to get out of that fitness circle and I was like, I don't want to date another fitness dude, like what? But anyway, so like he had messaged me and I like kind of blew him off for a couple months and then finally it was like December and I was like, all right, man, you can come over. He never left. Literally.
I love that.
He came over one night and never left. And we had a real rocky relationship at first. I mean, a lot of people were against us.
Yeah.
You know how that goes.
Yeah. Well, that happens a lot with mutual.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When people know each other, they're like, oh, that's kind of.
Yeah.
They have their own opinions about it. So.
And, you know, people wanted to protect me. People wanted to protect him. Mm-hmm. So it was a little rocky at first. But when I first met him, one of, like, the first things he told me was, like, listen, I want a family.
Yeah.
I want to be a dad.
Yeah.
And, like, if you don't want that, then let me know.
Yeah, right.
Well, I had Mazzy, and so I think she was, like, 5 at the time. And so I was like, oh, man, like, I don't want no more kids.
Yeah, oh, man.
I don't want no more kids. I don't want to start over. I was like, you know, like, I was in this good little age with her. She was like, anyway, so I kind of was like, sure, man, yeah. Sure.
We'll get there.
Yeah, you know. So I think, like, 8 months later, I'm, like, pregnant. I'm like, all right.
Whoops.
Yeah. I'm like, all right, here we go. So yeah, we had little Trav. We were super excited that it was our boy, and named him Travis Wayne. His middle name is named after my dad. So my dad is the last Reuther.
Okay.
And so I wanted to kind of incorporate, like, my dad's last name, because I was like, well, if I get married, like, I'm the end of Reuthers.
Right.
So I'm like, if I change my last name, so I just was like, well, we'll just do the middle name. So we had Travis Wayne. He was 5 weeks early. That was crazy.
I think I remember seeing that. Yeah.
So we were in the NICU for, like, 10 days. And I just remember, like, seeing Trav just...
Yeah.
Shook up over it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, and Trav is, like, this huge guy, you know? And he had this tiny little baby. Yeah. Just like, So after that, he's like, man, I want a little girl. I'm like, bro, damn. What? Like, what? This was not part of the deal.
You're,
I told,
like,
you, I
you
gave
said
me one.
Family.
Yeah, like, I gave you one. So, like, I have this text, and I guess I screenshotted it, and, like, because it was funny. Like, so it was, like, in December, I guess, so 6 months after. I think little Trav was, like, 6 months, and I'm like, hey, like, let's start trying in January. And then I'm like, I start, like, calculating, doing the math, and like, wait a minute, they'll only be, like, 7 months apart. Like,
oh.
I mean, like, 14 months apart. I'm like, no.
Too close.
I got pregnant.
Oh!
Bro, I manifested that, like, what?
He was like, your idea.
So, yeah, when I took that pregnancy, he also was like,
oops. All right.
So, 14 months apart. Here we go.
Right.
And so we had Pixie Jean. She's, he picked out her name. And I don't know where he got that name. So I always told him, like, what girlfriend did you plan this baby with? I'm like, where did you get this name? Like, it's
Pixie
so cute.
Jean. Yeah,
so
I know, right?
I'm like, whatever, we're
I'm
going
like,
with
whoa,
it.
Oh, he won another one. Pixie Jean.
Yeah,
that's
so cute. His middle name was Eugene. So we did her Jean. And yeah, man, like, we were rocking and rolling, had our little family.
Yeah.
So
then how long after was it, you know, after Pixie Jean came around, that, and I don't know the story, I don't know what happened.
Okay.
So if you feel comfortable sharing.
Yeah, I do. I might cry a little bit, but
oh,
I'm used
okay.
to
I'll
crying.
I'll probably cry with you.
So let's see. I don't even know what year it is right now. 24. So it's
I know, right?
2022. He quit bodybuilding. He was like, when we had Travis Wayne, I was like, dude, you know, this is when, like, people were dropping, like, their hearts were stopping.
Yeah.
Sick Made Muscle had just passed, and I was like, look, no more.
And then also Sean Roden, Pat,
just so many people.
That broke my heart, yeah.
And I just looked at him one day, and I remember it. Like, we were pumping gas. Like, I'll never forget it. And I said, I can't have you gone, you know? So it's like, you know, no more steroids, no more bodybuilding days. We're done with that. So he had always wanted to do jiu-jitsu, and so he got into jiu-jitsu, and... man, he was doing so good.
Yeah.
He started at Team Took, and then he found a gym at 4 Ounce or school, and they really took him in. He was thriving. I've never seen Travis more healthy and happy, and he had gotten a job at my sister and brother-in-law's company and was just on his way up, man. Yeah. Like, he had turned his life around so much. So, few weeks prior to him passing, he had come home one day and was like, man, I got, like, really bad heartburn. And I'm like, okay, like, weird. So we, like, he was a meal prepper. Like, I always meal prepped all his meals all the time. And he was very, like, routine.
Yeah.
So he had eaten a lot of, like red meat. And so we were like, okay, let's take out the red meat. Let's do some chicken. And still, like, heartburn. So he's like, I don't know, man. So one Friday, he had gotten off work early. And he was like, hey, you want to come to the gym? And I was like, sure. I got off work early, went to the gym, took our pre-workout, went and, you know, had a little session at the gym together. And then he's like, I'm going to go do my fight night class. I was like, all right. So I remember texting him, being like, man, where are you? Because it was like, you know, usually he did a 1 hour class. Well, it had been 2 hours. And I was like, okay, I'm going to put the babies to bed. Mm-hmm. Like, so he comes in, I'm like reading the babies a book. And he's like, I don't feel good. I mean, it's a crazy strenuous class. Like, so usually he comes home just soaked, like tired. Like, it takes everything out of him. So it wasn't like that was nothing. It was like too far off.
Unusual, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, well, let me finish with the babies. You take care of you. We'll, you know.
Reconvene. We'll,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So after I gave them a bath, read them a book, and put them down, I went downstairs, and I thought he was just sleeping on the couch. So I was like, hey, like, I got to go pick up Maz from, she was at, like, a parents' night out. And, he wouldn't wake up. I was like, Travis, what the fuck, man? He'd always fuck with me. Like, literally always fucking with me. So I'm like, dude, wake up. Yeah. Like, so I went over there, and, yeah, I couldn't get him up.
At what point did you decide, like, this is scary, this is too much?
I felt him.
Yeah, oh, really?
Yeah. Damn. And I tried to start, like, CPR, and I just knew it. Something, it's really, like, unexplainable, but you just know, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could just, by the touch, you know. And so when I called 911, they're like, you know, you need to get him on the ground, start resuscitating him. And what felt like, God, it felt like 30 minutes, you know.
Yeah.
By the time the paramedics came. And I was, like, really sick to my stomach, I remember, while they were, like, there was, like, 20 people in my house. And thank God the babies were asleep.
Yeah.
Like, I do, like, because I don't know how that would have looked, but.
Oh, right. Well, I mean, you didn't know.
Yeah.
So then how long after he passed did you decide, you know, this is something that I want to share, that I want to, you know, put my feelings out there and put myself out there? Because that's something that's very, that's not, you know, for me, Chloe, whenever I saw, you know, and especially with the kids and everything, you know, for someone who's lost someone, maybe not the same, you know, step, like, that was your husband, right? And me, I lost my dad. So there, it's obviously incredibly different. But what I remember seeing, like, for me, was seeing my mom, like, in you, you know, because losing a parent is so different, especially someone that you have children with, right?
Yeah.
Is so different than losing a parent is very different than losing a partner.
Yeah, it is. But I also cannot imagine losing a parent.
Oh, you know? I mean, and it's the loss is very different. Mm-hmm. I think one thing that the both of us, you know, and I think you had posted this actually the other day, and then I reposted it where it was like, you know, loss and feeling that it does something different to you whenever you have people you love, right? Like, like for me, the struggle is, whenever my son at night is like, will you lay with me? I have a very hard time saying no because of the loss that I've felt, right? Yeah. And so you putting this, you know, out and putting your feelings out there, the way that you have, has been really comforting to see, mm-hmm. you know, coming from someone who's lost something or lost someone. But I want to know at what point, like what you were thinking whenever you were like, you know what, I want to start talking yeah. about it.
So I immediately like dug into like reading a bunch of books. So I was really blessed. And like right after he passed, I just packed up all of our stuff and we went and stayed at my sister's beach house. And I started reading. And some of the books that I read, you know, some of them were like, this might be too soon, but like, it just kept saying like, you didn't die. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like your partner passed, you didn't die. And so I just kept remember like telling myself that, like, I still have, like, I'm alive here, mm-hmm. you know? And like, I have these little kids
yeah.
that like, they're only one and two, mm-hmm. like they have a lot of life
yeah.
Ahead of them. And I think getting through that part of it opened my eyes, you know? And, I just started like digging into grief a lot, like almost kind of obsessing over it, I would say. But I don't think in an unhealthy way, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like what is unhealthy after right, you lose someone, you right. know what I mean?
I think like my goal was to really just have strength to carry on through the kids. And I can't really like pinpoint a time, but I've always used social media as like a journal almost,
mm-hmm, yeah.
like an outlet, and like seeing the kids kind of talk about their dad a lot. I wanted to be relatable to people, mm-hmm. you know, because it's grief is such like a, almost a taboo, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah.
And
I think also a lot of people that haven't been through it, they're like, well, I get it. And you're like, yeah, no way.
So I think the pressures of society of like, look, it's been a year. Like, why are you still, you know,
mm-hmm.
why are you still talking about yeah. it? Or like, it's only been a year. Why are you going on dates?
Yeah, right.
You know, just things like that. Like, I just want people to understand that you can literally still like live your life and yeah. still be completely heartbroken to yeah. you at the same time.
Yeah.
And kind of like, you know, merge. Living that parallel yeah. life. Yeah. I don't know. I just, something in me just, I've always been like a writer,
yeah.
you know, and I've always been able to kind of put my feelings into my words and in when I'm like writing it out. And so I just started kind of journaling on social media and it literally just took off. And I'm really thankful for it because I've found a really, really great community behind it. And a lot of my relationships like here at home have changed, mm-hmm. you know, like
oh, yeah.
I'm not as close to some people. Just my outlook on a lot of things is just really different. So yeah. once I started sharing that, I just started feeling like a more of a community mm-hmm. and like, now I just can't get enough of it. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Right,
like
right.
now it's just like, I just want to keep on and on and on. Just cause of the support and like, yeah. it just helps my kids and
yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, kind of what you were saying about, you know, how people have like an expected timeline of how mm-hmm. grief should go. I think what helps a lot of people who have lost anyone, someone, a best friend, mm-hmm. a parent, a partner. I mean, I can't even imagine what it is to lose a child,
yeah.
but, you know, seeing someone else put out there like, hey, I'm hurting. It doesn't matter how long it's going to be like with my dad, right? It's been almost 8 years and to this day it still hurts. You know, mm-hmm. I still cry about it.
Yeah.
There's things in my life that I'll never do the same.
Right.
And again, like I didn't lose a partner, but whenever, you know, I see your posts and everything like that, I get a look at what it was, to be my mom, mm-hmm. you know? And as a child looking at your mom, you know, they're supposed to be, not supposed to be, but they are a hero to you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like they've raised you, they've given you everything they can, things like that. And, you know, watching that gives me a different perspective on what it is to, understand that they have an entire life to go. Mm-hmm. And now you're starting a completely different mm-hmm. one. And it's, you know, it hurts, not hurts, like It's very hard, right? Yeah. It's hard to explain the feeling because you, especially someone that's been through grief, you never want to say it wrong.
Right.
Because the one thing that I remember I hated people say was, oh, I totally understand. Yeah. And you're like, fuck you. Yeah. No, the fuck you don't. Yeah. Who the fuck are you even? I hate you. Like, like there was a lot of resentful feelings that I had after my dad passed. So, you know, I'm just saying, like, it's a kind of a relief to see that there's people out there that are like, I know I'm hurting. I know this sucks. You know, life is shitty and it gives you a deck of cards that you didn't even ask for.
Yeah.
And it helps. Yeah. Now, as of recently, there have been people that are morons. They're idiots. And I think the internet has truly taught that to me. You know, you've had several videos hit a lot of views, and a lot of people have seen them. And, you know, I think I had, you know, one where it went viral and people just start saying stuff. And it doesn't make sense. I literally had somebody go to my page after it was a video of me and my daughter and our relationship and everything like that. And there was a woman who went through my Instagram and goes, well, I posted on the actual post talking about how she just stalked my Instagram and how there's no way I possibly love my daughter as much because I posted my son 7 times, but my daughter was only posted 3 times. And I remember being like, this is what people do.
They're so bored.
They're so bored. And I mean, like, I've got 2 kids. I'm at home a lot. I only work 2 days out of the week. I would say I'm pretty fucking bored, but not that goddamn bored. You know what I mean? Like,
what I've come to realize about that is that I think it's like an attention thing. You know what I mean? Like, they get attention from their, even though it's bad attention, but like,
kind of like bad publicity. Yeah, like there's no such thing. Yeah,
it's so weird. It's
strange. Like, they want to argue with people on the internet. Oh,
people are so pressed that we made Eggo waffles, that they were frozen waffles.
I saw that. I was like,
first of all, I didn't even put like the whole like
process
actually of what I was telling him. You know what I mean?
It's literally, I remember, little music. Yeah,
it's an excerpt.
What is it? I know.
I don't
excerpt.
Excerpt.
Yeah, that one.
It's just a little portion, and I remember like laying. I was like on the couch, and I like came across this sound, and I was like, I had pre-videoed, you know.
Yeah,
like,
you save the sound. Yeah, you have like, a little. Yeah.
Well, we had already done that waffle video like 2 days prior. You know what I mean? Yeah. I just had recorded it and it was like tucked away in my.
And
recordings.
That would be, oh, it's cute.
And I was like, oh, this kind of could go. Yes. Like, I'll share this. It was kind of a cute moment. I had no clue it was gonna get 8 million plus That's views. Crazy. I'm like, wait.
I know, right? Yeah. You never expect that kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know if I call it attention, but I guess that, for lack of a better word, because you put yourself out there, right? You put yourself out there, right? And then I just don't understand what happens to people after that.
I know.
Like, I just don't get what it is to be like, you know, what a beautiful moment.
Yeah. Oh, they came. They came for me on my lips, man.
Bro, what was that about? Like, I didn't understand. And I went through some of the comments, right? And I'm going, and then I remember the one where it was like, what would he think if you were posting these videos? And I'm like, something tells me he wouldn't really care considering the fact that he would probably want to be with his children.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is going on here? Literally. Like, it doesn't, you know, so I just, and you still posted after that, right? Like, you still continue to post, continue to put, you know, yourself out there, regardless of what has gone on in the comments.
You know, because behind the scenes, like, my DMs are full of people's, like, testimonies. And, like, Chloe, you are helping me more than you know. You're, you know, this, that, and this. And they're just telling me all their losses and stuff, you know? And I'm like, wow, that's a lot, you know, like, I'm not alone, and I don't know, it's so weird, like, I don't know where this is really taking me, but I am just kind of following the path, but people really tried to get me down.
I mean, and I think especially whenever they see someone healing, right, and I know for me, every day, I'm still healing, like, it's never gonna not,
yeah,
it's never gonna not there's never going to not be a day where you don't feel like you're still recovering.
Right.
At least for me, right? And there's a lot of people that it's very different. One day they wake up and they're like, oh, okay, I'm better, I'm good.
Yeah.
That doesn't necessarily happen for me.
Yeah.
So, you know, whenever there's, and there's people that have lost, you know, more people or you know, partners, children, things like that, where it's like, I'll never, or I pray to God I never have to understand that, right? But at the same time, that's the reality of a lot of people's lives.
Yeah.
They don't get to pick and choose what you know, the deck of cards. They don't get that.
So one of the things that Travis left me with was, like, just to always see the good. So he was really obsessed with Jocko Willink. I always say it wrong. Anyways, Jocko. And he was really big into, like, we would wake up at 4 a.m., 4 or 5 a.m. every morning, and he would put on, like, some type of motivational YouTube.
I like that, yeah.
So we would watch usually Jocko's podcast. And there's, like, this one YouTube where it's talking about, like, you know, all these setbacks. He was, like, Marines, I think. And, but yet, like, you still see the good through it.
Yeah.
And I played that. I opened up the service, Travis's funeral, with that YouTube. And, like, I just vowed I would always see the good, you know? And so I think that's where a lot of, like, my recovery and, like, come up comes from, is that, like, he did leave me with two amazing kids, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't – they have saved my life, because I don't think that I would be the same if I didn't have them. And my, you know, my oldest daughter, I mean, shit, she's been through crazy. Crazy amounts of life with me. But just seeing their little faces and, like, seeing him in them – and, you know, it's just, that's the good, you know, that I have.
So, I mean, and, you know, talking about your kids, right? I understand what it is to be pushed by your kids. You know, love your kids with every intention you have. But what has it been as a mother to have to go through that with people who at first don't understand?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I was much, much older than your kids were whenever I lost my dad. So yes, of course I understood, but what is it like to go through and have to kind of, I don't want to say remind them, but remind them, you know, I don't think I do a great job of telling my kids about my dad.
Yeah.
Actually, the other day, my daughter just out of nowhere was like, and where'd your dad go? Yeah. And I was like, so what has that process been like? What is it, you know, for the moms out there who might be having trouble with this part? Because I don't know if I would know what to say, you know?
Yeah, it's very hard.
Yeah.
So a lot of people wanted just me to be like, you know, daddy's in heaven. Or so I do have this client that is like a past, like her, she was a retired psychologist.
No,
and
I
so I kind of went to her and I'm like, look, like telling her everything.
Yeah.
And she's like, one of the things that children don't grasp is, you know, they only grasp like real things.
I know. Yeah.
So like you telling them that he's gone to heaven, like they kind of think like he might have gone to like a different town.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they don't really understand. Heaven's not like
a place. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And like we never took the kids to church because, oh my gosh, they're one and two.
I know.
Like,
yeah. Right.
You know, so me and him had gone to church a couple of times, but like we never, it wasn't.
It doesn't mesh with a small toddler.
Yeah.
Schedule.
Like
yeah.
we hadn't really gotten to that place with them. And I've always been very like open-minded about spirituality, religion. I was raised. Jehovah's Witness, and so
I didn't know that.
So that's a whole nother topic. So like my whole outlook is very just open minded, you know, and I want to like I was not given the chance as a young kid to kind of have my own opinion on things. So I've always said like my kids, they whatever they want to believe in, that is their choice. So I got like a few books. I got a heaven book. I got, you know, like an invisible string book. I've gotten like all these different things to kind of let them kind of create their own
world of it. Now, to be honest, I don't even remember telling Travis. It was like a few days after because his birthday was 2 days later. So he was having a party, and like I told my family, like, we're not skipping his party.
Yeah, no. Like, yeah.
And everybody that pulled is crazy, together. Chloe. Yeah.
How did you do that?
I didn't. There was a lot of me going to the bathroom and having like just on my knees, like pretty much throwing up. It was a lot of moments, but I stuck it together. And like honestly, his family, all of Travis's family came. All my family was there. I mean, they did amazing for our son. And then kind of after that, I was just like, you know, like, you know, yeah. Oh yeah. There's been many of those nights too. But yeah, so one of our biggest things that we say is that daddy's in the sun and the moon. So every morning we see the sun and they say, there's daddy. And we go home at night and they say, there's daddy, you know, I give them like objects,
yeah,
like
real things,
yeah, something that they can grasp, but that they know he's still somewhere, you know, he's with them. We just never can fully see him as a human again, you know. And so the other day they're like, Mom, do you think daddy has hair in heaven now? Because now
he didn't have hair. That's right.
Because they're on this heaven thing right now. Like they are like, daddy's in heaven with Jesus and God. And, you know, and so I'm like, okay. So we're going to roll with this. Now we're doing that. And they're like, we want to go to church. I'm like, okay, we're going to church. But they're like, do you think he has hair? Oh my God. They say some off the wall stuff. You know, and so then we've always been a numbers thing. His mom was a numbers thing. Like, their thing was, like, if you go through their texts, I mean, Travis's dad, rode dirt bikes, and his number was 101.
Okay.
And so, I mean, I think, like, he used 101 for so much stuff. So, his mom, anytime that she would see 101, she would text it to him. Mm. And so that was kind of, like, their thing.
Oh, I see. I love that. Yeah.
And so now, you know, I told the kids, like, if you ever see 101, that's daddy, you know, saying hi. Mm-hmm. Which was crazy because we went to church the other day and, like, they give them, like, little numbers to, like, you know, go pick them up. And little Trav's number was 101.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Bro, I cried, like, the whole service. I'm like, I'm not even paying attention at this point. I'm like, Mazzy, my daughter was with me. She's like, are you okay?
And
like,
how, she's no. Like, how old is she?
She's 11.
That's right. So she's a little older. She can kind of get it. Yeah. Mine is orchids. Anytime I see orchids, that's kind of my thing with my dad too. That's so insane. That's really cool.
It was crazy.
So, you know, with this new growth in social media too, look at me now. I'm like, with this new growth in social media and everything like that, you know, I know you were like, you know, I don't know where this is taking me. What else are you wanting to like incorporate into that? Right. So like for right now it's grief, which is a big part that people don't talk about. Right? Like a lot of people don't even start talking about it until they feel like, like they're, I don't want to say healed, but whenever they're in a position to talk about it. And I've seen, you know, you talk about how it's like every day there's tears. Yeah. And, you know, for a really long time for me, it was the same thing.
Yeah.
Every day. It was like, I would be like, okay, it's time to cry. You know what I mean? You're like, I've been around way too many.
Okay, I'm such a kid, but the Trolls movie where they like have the hug watch, that's what I feel like I have is like a cry watch. Like, ding, ding, ding. I'm like, time to cry.
Yeah, right. And so, and it's like, you know, by myself in the car or like.
Oh, my car. If there was like cameras in my car. Like,
like, what the fuck is wrong with this kid? I know. It's the same. It's the same with me. Like, I and especially whenever I go through like, you know, whenever, and it's crazy because I actually went through a really bad episode. Like in, I want to say it was like 19 or 18. Yeah, because it was 2 years after my dad passed, so 2019. And I actually had, I don't know what it is with me and the date, like when my dad passed, but I, for a while, refused to give that date attention. Mm. So at year two, I remember I was going through like the shittiest part of my life. Oh my God, I fucking hated my life. Mm-hmm. And didn't realize that a week prior to, you know, what was going on in my life was going to be the anniversary my dad passed. And I had like a complete meltdown, like ended up in the hospital. It was ridiculous.
They say the body knows.
Yeah. And so for me, I remember like I get out the hospital and I'm like, man, what the fuck was that? Like, I have no, like, what was going on?
Yeah.
And then I realized it was July and I was like, okay, so it might just be the month. And then I realized like 5 days later was the date, you know? So it's, and I actually don't even remember where I was going with this, but so is there anything like that that kind of keeps you, I mean, and I'm sure it like I said, it's so different when it's a partner compared to a parent because, you know, there's inside jokes and you know, I remember just kind of watching my mom fall apart because this was the only human she knew to love, you know? And he showed her, I can show you the world. Sorry, right. Aladdin, just talking to my head.
We're such womps.
And so I watched her kind of not be able to discover herself because of the hurt that she was feeling, right? So, you know, the codependency of, like, other people and things like that. Now, I don't see you going through that now, but who knows, right? That's the part of social media that, like, people don't get.
Right.
There's an entire other, like, outside part of social media to life that you don't have to share with anybody.
Right.
Oh, you'd be so surprised. So, you know, for, I guess I'm going to turn this into a trillion different questions. What are some of the things that you would say to somebody who's going through just lost period, and what they should, what are some good coping mechanisms? Because for me, I didn't cope very well at all.
So, number one, when he passed, I was going through like this whole like transformation anyways. Like he was my biggest cheerleader at that point. So like I had just gotten out of postpartum depression. Like I had it really, really, really bad with, especially with Pixie, because I was like still in postpartum depression when I had, when I got pregnant with her from Travis.
From Travis,
So then it was like double time. So we had had a really hard like break in our relationship. I mean, we, it almost broke us, you know? So we were like, we had made a promise to each other, like, we don't want to live this life without each other.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we did a lot of deep looking into like, okay, can we make this work together or do we need to just separate? And both of us, you know, we just really, I mean, we were soulmates, like for sure. So we were both kind of just working on ourselves and like not being codependent on each other. So like me going through that, like at that time, I was already like almost like being prepped. I feel like sometimes like when I look back, I'm like, man, it's like my life was just like knew something was coming. So I didn't want to lose sight of that. And like, I just hear him all the time, like, get the fuck up and go to the gym, bitch. Like, you know, like, and so I went to the gym a lot. I threw myself into that. I read. I love to read though, but I listen to books. I read. But I guess like one of the books I read, it talked about like, you know, moving on, not necessarily moving on. I don't want to say it like that.
But like basically moving with life,
basically like, you know, finding another partner too.
Yeah.
Like, and so I just remember like reading that and being like,
yeah,
what,
why is this? No.
And so I think I was really turned off by that to where it like just made me want to be able to do it on my own. You know?
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't...
You weren't looking for anything else. Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like, I just... I don't know. And I'm very blessed with, like, a really great family.
Yeah.
Both sides. I wasn't sure how, like, we were gonna, like, the price side of the family, how we were gonna like deal that was together. Be one of
my questions, yeah.
But man,
yeah,
they're the best.
That's good. That's really good because I know a lot of people or a lot of families. You know, whenever that spouse passes or however it goes, a lot of times it's like that other side that you're not blood related to. Not that they drop off, but they're, you know, there's no.
It's hard.
Connection after that, you know what I mean? Because the connection was a person.
Right.
So I know for a lot of families, excuse me, it's, and it's not intentional.
Right.
It's hard to describe.
Just, yeah, it's just hard.
Because, you know, then, I mean, what would you do if you guys broke up, right? They would move, and not that I'm saying that that's how people should, especially after death, but that's just, it's kind of like life, right? You know, a lot of people don't have that support, which is, it's really good to hear that you do.
I'm very blessed by that. And now I feel like if people didn't have that, you know what I mean? Like one of the books I'm reading right now talks about community. So like just finding a community is huge. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the most important things is even if you don't have family is to just kind of fall into some sort of community. Now, people were like, oh, join these grief groups on Facebook and stuff. And I'm
like, yeah, I remember that.
I did. And I was like, oh, right? This is so depressing.
I remember I did that too. And I was like, I don't know if I want to be here.
Yeah.
But people talk about like, I just want to kill myself. I
30 years
this.
Later. And I'm like,
not 30 years. No, but it's true. And you're like, hey man, like there's more to life than, you know, not that I'm saying you should not grieve and 30 years later, you should have that connection if it was, absolutely. If it was like that, but dog, come on.
I just don't want to be depressed
forever. Not that long.
I think, you know, I think 30 years from now, I'm still going to have this in my heart,
course.
Right?
You guys have children together. You're always going to see him in there. Right. So,
but like, I don't want to be on my bed, like,
you don't want to be in a Facebook group for like 30
like,
years.
Man,
I really hate this.
So I think seeing kind of that too is kind of where I'm like, okay, social media, like, look, this is what I want. I have this vision for myself. You know what I mean? Like, yes, he's always going to be in my heart. Like, I'm always going to be sad. Like, mm-hmm. he's my best friend. Like, mm-hmm. nobody understood me like Travis. Yeah. Nobody understood Travis like me, you know? But I know that, like, I have a responsibility to my children, to our children, you know, like they were his too.
Yeah.
And like, he had such a goal for them and to give them such a good life. And like, we had all these plans and I just don't want to give up on that. You know, they don't deserve it. I don't deserve it.
Yeah.
His legacy doesn't deserve it, you know, like, so, you know, and then like, I think you had asked what my plan was for social media. And I kind of said, I didn't really know, but like at the same point, I just want to show, you know, just like my whole journey through it. Because I know at some point, like my life is going to change, right? Like people ask, you know, if I date and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I've gone on dates.
Yeah.
I meet people.
That doesn't mean that you're over it, by the way.
But yeah.
You know what I mean?
So like that part of it, like I'm sure I will get a little bit more open with that. Mm-hmm. But like right now, that's kind of something that I keep personal because I'm still trying to like figure out how I feel with that. So
and
I have
dating now is not the same as dating then. Oh. Especially not whenever it was like you dated someone you knew of, you knew you had some sort of like, well, they're not going to take me and kill me. Right. But then there's like today's dating where you're like, this is man. And I know he's sitting right here, but the dating world is literally the reason why I'm still in my relationship. I'm just kidding.
No,
it's horrifying out there.
I tell everybody, look, if you're in a relationship, just work it out. Fucking work through that shit, man.
Unless you want to be by yourself. Oh, yeah.
So it's scary.
I bet. So, like, I mean, and so the dating part of, I think the dating part of losing someone actually holds a very valuable position in the grieving process because, you know, it's kind of a reminder of like what, I don't want to say what life could be because yes, there's so many of these different people and whatever. The world is full of fish.
Right.
Right. But then it also reminds you of like, okay, I need to always be grateful for the life that I had, the time that I had.
Yeah. So much goes into it. Mm-hmm. So like my brain just gets like, whew, you know, like there's a lot of
and it sucks, right? Because you're not like, well, we broke up, time to move on. Right. It's like, you, I know, and me, I'm just negative Nancy. I'm just, okay? For me, I would think I would feel as though, you know, life kind of robbed me of a life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, I feel like you're doing so much better than me than I would, because I would be so mad at life. And I think that's where a lot of people go with grief, right? Because there's that there's that step of grief, anger.
Yeah.
Where you get mad that somebody's gone. You get mad at them. You get mad at the world. You get mad at life. Yeah, right? And you, I mean, what are you going to do about it? But that's part of it. So, like, what has kind of kept you that positive to where you're like, you know what, I want to put this story out, and I don't want to give it that light of this fucking, yes, this fucking sucks, and everybody can feel that and see that, but that there's another side to it.
Something clicked in me one day, and I'm like sitting there crying, you know, doing my like, why me, you know, and then I started thinking, and I don't know if it was like a book that I read, The Mountain Is You.
The Mountain Is You, okay, so that's a good
the
book.
The Mountain Is You. I think that's where it kind of stemmed from. So it talks about like self-sabotage.
Okay.
And so,
which I do love to do it.
Right. A lot of people self-sabotage. And so after I read that, I was like, okay. Kind of like started going back on my life, you know, like all these things that have kind of happened to me. Like, I'm like, well, it's not that like I caused them to happen to me either, but like just
life.
Yeah. You know, I keep taking these left turns, I feel like. And so I just was like, look, I have got to change my mindset. And if it doesn't work, then okay.
Yeah, like, right. At least you try.
But yeah, but at least like I know that I'm doing everything that I possibly can. So I was like, okay, I have to change my mindset. I am not a victim anymore of this. Like, I'm not going to let grief victimize me. Now, I can live with grief. I am going through grief, but I'm not going to be a victim of it.
Right. Right. You know? I think a lot of people don't realize that grief is not, excuse me, grief is not something that goes away.
Right.
Grief is not a feeling you have, kind of similar to like being angry or being sad, where,
or depressed.
Or depressed, it's not even. It's not depression. Yeah. It's not something that you can't just drink away.
Right. You can't smoke
away. You can't take a pill and it goes away. Right. You can't go to the doctor and they say, oh, well, it looks like you just got to talk about it and then you're fixed, right? Now, that is part of, I think, personally, therapy was something that I definitely should have done sooner after losing my dad. So I'm not saying that that's not something that you shouldn't do. But, you know, a lot of people don't realize that it's not living with it.
Right.
You know what I mean? You live with grief. You don't, it doesn't just go away. Mm-mm. It's not a joke that you laugh at and then it's done.
No.
It's something that you, you know, and a very, very close friend of mine lost her dad. I think it was like within a month of having her son, right? And it was very conflicting, right? Because you have all this excitement to have a baby, but then you've got a death that you're never gonna really 100% come back from.
Right.
So then it's like, I had to tell her, you know, the feelings that you have now where you're mad and you're sad and you just don't understand, you have to realize that that's not going to go away. Right. You're just going to learn how to live with it.
Yeah.
You know? So I think that's a big misconception of grief in itself, is like, oh, well, when are you going to get over it?
Huge.
No one's getting over it. Yeah. No one, it's not going away. No one is drinking the magic potion to make it stop hurting. Right. So like, you know, I think grief not being seen as a permanent thing is seen as so temporary by people that haven't been through it.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, I guess what I'm kind of trying to ask is like, what is the way that you, and it's still very recent. So like asking these questions is kind of, is for me hard to ask because I'm in a different position of grief, right? Not just with the person, but the length of time.
Right.
So with grief, how are you kind of living with it right now?
I breathe a lot. breathe through. I allow myself to like have bad moments and days. So like I got ripped apart because I filmed myself crying the other day.
Isn't that so dumb?
I know.
I mean, so we just don't cry,
right? And like, it wasn't because I want clout, right? Like,
I'm that's the first thing people go. Yeah. For. Oh, like, so you're just crying on the internet? It's like you don't have to fucking watch it, you know?
But like, I just want to. I want people to understand that like, I can literally be having like the best day ever, right? Mm. But then something kind of just out of the blue like hits me, and I'm not gonna just suppress it,
right?
Like. I cry at the gym. Mm-hmm. I cry at the fucking grocery store. The kids the other day, they were like, he always drank Monsters and Bangs. And so we're like walking through the grocery store and they're like, there's daddy's favorite drink. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, ah! Yeah.
You're like, and they're like,
they're like, are you okay, mommy? You miss daddy? Aww. I'm like, yes, yes, yes. And so when I'm driving, they like, I guess they can see me in my rear mirror, you know? Because like, I'm always like, and they're like, mommy, are you okay? Do you just miss daddy? And I'm like, yes, baby, I miss daddy. They're like, we miss daddy too. And I'm like, I know. You know, but like, I'm okay with that at this point. Like, and I know that like, I'm going to go through it. And then I'm going to like come back out of it. Yeah. Like, so at this point, like I'm a year and a half in. And like I said, like, I don't think there's been a day that I haven't cried. So I'm kind of getting used to it. And like, breathing techniques. I used to hold my breath a lot, like as a child. And then so like, yeah, like when I would get upset, you know, I kind of go in these like anxiety attacks, and you like go into even more of an anxiety attack.
Cause you're like, breathe. I can't breathe. Yeah.
So I have been teaching the kids a lot of breathing techniques too. Cause they get kind of wound up. And,
would you say your kids like have helped distract, or would you say that they've kind of like set more of a reminder?
Both.
Yeah.
So I think I told you the other day, like, I am very busy. Mm. I keep myself crazy busy. And I know that's part of like my coping mechanism, and I don't know if it's like healthy or not. I'm having fun with it, and I think my kids benefit off of it right now.
They're like, hell yeah, this is great.
And they're like, we're doing all the things. But it has helped me because I like cannot sit in the house too long. Mm. When we're sitting in the house too long, I go crazy.
Yeah.
So we get out and we do a lot of stuff, but he was like that too. So he kind of got me on that mode of like, we're not going to just sit in the house all day and like do nothing. Like he was a very active person.
Sometimes it's so.
Yeah.
I want to take a nap.
I know. So, I mean, we did have our Sundays that we would just like nap, but, but yeah, he taught me so much without even, like, I wish he could know how much he taught me. But yeah, I think one of my other coping mechanisms is like just staying super busy. But the kids, as far as them like being little reminders, they don't, it's like a good reminder.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Sometimes it like when, especially with Pixie, because he didn't see her at like a talking age and like where her personality has blossomed.
Right.
I just know that he would be like, oh, so obsessed with her. Cause, I mean, she's a little pistol.
Really?
She's just different than like my other two kids. So Mazzie and Travis, they're a little bit more like me, I feel like. And like, she is a lot like him. Mm. And so I just, sometimes I like will look at her and I just want to like scream and cry, you know, because I'm like, man, like he would just be so proud. Like, so proud.
Yeah, I relate to that feeling because, you know, my dad didn't meet my kids at all. So it's just like sometimes when they're doing stuff that, you know, I like the way that my son, his middle name is Alfredo, which is my dad's name. And, you know, as of recent, maybe in, like, the last month or two, he's just going around going, my name is Tice Alfredo Thompson, right? And so it's like, man, how crazy would it have been for my dad to hear that? Right. And how happy it would have made him. Because, you know, my mom always, you know, would say, man, all your dad wanted was a boy. He just wanted a boy, a boy, a boy. And I was like, and then, you know, on top of that, you're like, damn.
Yeah.
He would have had his boy, you know? So it's just, I completely relate to that feeling.
Right.
Where you're just like, man, fuck you, life, because that's not fucking fair, it's man. It's not cool. That's not cool. It's like, that's not.
It's not.
Who the fuck is in charge here? Because I want to stab people in the face for, like, why would you do that to.
I know.
Because it's not just you.
Right.
And it's not just him.
Right.
Because now you have two kids that are going to be like, they can't go on a search.
Right.
They can't, you know, there's no test that's going to have them go.
Right.
And look for, like, that's not.
Right.
So you feel, and I think for me that would be a really hard thing, is like, I'm watching life, you know, take that from them. And that's why for me, like, watching you go through these things with your kids, it's just like, I don't know if I could do it.
Yeah.
I really don't know if I could do it. Like, I think I would be the person that sat in bed.
I was very scared.
Yeah. Yeah. Horrified. I know I wouldn't.
That first, like, whole month, I just remember being like, how am I gonna do this? I said it so many times, like, how, I don't get it, like, I don't get how I'm supposed to do this, like, how am I supposed to raise three kids by myself? We just had so many plans, and I'm like, what? And, like, we were doing so good. I just
I think that's the part too, where you're like, what's going on?
Yeah.
You know, like, you, I mean, even now to this day, like, I really appreciate that point, like, when you're waking up and nothing really clicks, you know, every year, like, in the middle of, like, sleep and being awake, and everything is fine.
Yeah.
Everything is good. Right. And then you wake up. Sometimes you're just in that, like, you're on your way to work, or you're going to the gym, or you're at the gym, or on the phone, whatever. And you're just like,
What am I doing here?
Right. Like, yeah.
I'm like,
how did I get here? How did I get here?
All this life that led up to this, like, cool.
Yeah. That's fucking dumb. Bet. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Bet. That's a great way of saying that. Oh,
yeah.
Well, I didn't fucking ask for this, but thanks anyways, I guess. Yeah. So,
yeah. I'm just kind of determined, like, to like beat it almost, you know?
Yeah.
Like, not that I know, not to really beat it, but like in my own little way, you know, just like become bigger than it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's right. Cause you can't. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it, because you can't beat grief.
Right.
Like we said, like, it's going to be there forever. It's not something you outgrow. It's not something that's cured. But you can be bigger than
it. Yeah, and like, I don't ever want to forget him. I don't ever want to be like, I can't talk about him. Mm. I don't want the kids to ever feel like they can't talk about him, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, he was such a cool dude and, like, funny and just fucking crazy, you know?
Yeah.
God, we just have so many stories. And, I just don't ever want to rob my kids of that either, you know? So, like, we talk about them so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
So much.
And you know, that's really nice to hear, because even, you know, not that me and my mom don't talk about my dad. I just think that sometimes we don't talk about him enough to the point where sometimes we humanize him, right? Like, he's still here. And that'll catch you off guard, right? Because then you're like, well, he did, or he does. And then you're like, well, what I meant was he did.
Right.
Or, you know, you just talk about him in the present. And
I,
you know what, in a sense, that's also kind of healing, because it means that you don't feel like he's gone. Like,
right.
Just not here anymore at all.
Yeah, I've heard, you know, people like, that's like one of the things that people say to do, is like still talk about him like he's in the now, but.
Yeah, because, like, even now, like, I do feel like I'm still being taught, like, it's hard to explain whenever you're talking about someone who isn't physically here,
right?
How you're like, no, but I'm still learning from him.
Yeah.
And they're like, wah.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, the things that they've said, done, taught, you know, learned in life that they kind of bestowed onto you. It's those lessons that they've learned, that they've kind of tried to teach you, at some point you're going to be like, oh, light bulb, right? Like, I remember that.
Right.
And, people don't get that. People that haven't been through it don't get that. You know, even parents that have lost children, and to me, that's like I can't even go to that place, but
oof,
I, you know, the way that they, that parents still talk about how their kids teach them even after they're gone is like, it's nice to hear, because then you're like, okay, they're never really gone.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that you can't touch them. You can't hear them. You can't see them.
Yeah.
Which, that in itself, that part sucks. Because sometimes, like, all you want to do is, like, you know, I go back to the time whenever, like, the last time, I think I'm going to cry. The last time that my dad told me that he had cancer, and it was just like he knew. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you go back to that feeling whenever they were, like, hugging you and holding you and stuff like that. And you just, you know, it's hard to forget that. Yeah. So, like, you know, I try to feel that, and I try to, you know, incorporate what that felt like, the fear and you know, just things that came with that.
Right.
And I try to make my life unafraid of that fear.
Right.
You know, like, it's just...
you have to let it... You have to just let it go.
You kind of have to... You have to let it take over your life a little, mm-hmm. for a short amount of time. Because to me, I didn't let that happen, right? I felt like I had to take care of my mom because she was very codependent of my dad. Mm. So I felt like emotionally, I really had to be there. And, you know, it just, it you forget that, like, at some point, you're going to remember that, mm-hmm. too. And it's forever.
I usually go to, so I have, like, a little sanctuary of him in my closet. I've always been, like, a closet girl. Like, it's kind of weird. But anytime I'm, like, stressed out, like, I need to take a moment, like, I just go in my closet. So now, like, he's in my closet. And I just, like, I go in there and I look at him and his pictures, and I either yell at him or I cry, or, you know, I say sorry. Like, the other day I caught myself saying sorry because he always wanted me to wax his eyebrows. And, like, I would get so irritated. Because I didn't want to wax his damn eyebrows. So then I'm in there. I'm like, I'm sorry I didn't wax his eyebrows. You know?
Fucking eyebrows.
So, like, I just allow myself literally to just go through all of that because it's not my fault.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it wasn't his fault. Like, no, it's, we didn't know that this was happening. Yeah. Like, none of it is in any of our control anymore. Mm-hmm. And so even my emotions are not really in my, like, they are, but they're not, you know what I mean? So I have to let them release because if I hold it all in, like, I'm just going to be a basket case.
Right. Like, yeah, that's what, and I think that's what ends up happening with, like, 30 like year.
You get, like, touched, and then it just, you know, like, everything just.
Like, you cringe, like your skin crawls, and you're just.
I don't want to live like that.
Yeah, I know. And there's a lot of people like that, that because they didn't let their life, like, they didn't feel the things that they needed to feel.
I think that scares me, you know,
yeah.
to like, to feel like that. And so I really just, I guess that's why I post the way that I do, you know, because I want people to be comfortable with it. And I remember, like, so we've had a lot of loss in our family too. My niece actually lost her dad, and I just remember, like, her going through it. And, like, I wasn't there for her.
Yeah.
Because you don't.
You don't realize what, whenever you don't lose anybody, you don't see, you don't feel, you're just like, oh, that sucks.
Yes.
Naturally.
I've said some kind of off the wall stuff too. Not just like, not about my niece, but like other people that have lost their, I'm like, whoa, I cannot believe you said that.
Yeah. Me too. Cause not that it's ever like get over it, but it's just like. Yeah. It's been a year. Come on now.
Yeah, like, you know, they're going to be okay. Like, they'll probably meet somebody new. Like,
yeah, okay. Yeah. distracted me. Mother lover. I totally know what you're talking about because it's like, and then you sit back and you're like, this is my fucking karma.
Yeah.
You're like, so, oh, that's why.
It's kind of like I'm like in an apologetically, that's not the right word.
What is unapologetically?
But like, or? I'm almost like, because I felt that way about, you know, people that have been in grief in the past, like I almost want to like undo that and be like, look, this is how it really is. Like, you know that. What I mean? Yeah. Like,
it isn't 1 year later, I need to get over it. It's 1 year later, I'm just now picking myself up off the ground.
Yeah. And maybe 1 year like later, I'm still happy.
Yeah.
And still living a great life, but I'm still very fucked up.
And that's It's crazy how people don't think those two can align.
Oh, like, yeah. They're very parallel.
Like, my life can be, I can be excelling in my career. I can be making all the money I want. My kids can be doing amazing. My family's doing great, this and that. But I'm also living with this.
Yeah.
And the two correlate. They can correlate just, a little bit.
That's literally, like, the core of what I'm, like, trying to show, you know?
That's, a lot of people don't realize that that's what the intention behind a lot of the posting. So.
And they think that I'm making, like, clout off of my dead husband.
I hate that word, clout. Like, I get it. Like, I understand clout chasing and all that stuff. But, like, really, off of my kid's dad who passed, like, that's what we're going to do this for?
And he would be so proud of me.
Yeah.
FYI.
Fuck you, bitch.
Yeah. FYI, whoever you were.
Whoever thinks that he's like, I can't believe she's doing this.
No, he very much like believed in me and very much wanted me to succeed. And
do what you want that makes you happy.
Yeah.
Why do people not get that?
Yeah.
Anyways. So now, if there was one last more thing that you could either say or... Okay, well, I mean, I know I can. Just kidding.
He's like, I can't just talk for hours.
If there was something, like, the one thing that you could say, and it could be about grief, it could be about trolls on social media, it could be about anything that you could say to just a general population, being, you know, going through what you've been through, everything like that, what's one thing that you would want to say to people to make them understand, just whatever it is, your message.
Nobody knows what we're doing here. This is all our first time.
Yeah.
For everything.
Yeah.
You know, and like, it's your own little world, and it's up to you to create however you want it to look like.
Yeah.
You know. Nobody knows what they're doing.
I don't know.
Nobody has the right answers.
Can you give them to me when you
Yeah, play? Literally.
Because I have no fucking idea what I'm doing.
That's really helped me, though.
Yeah. And you know, to, you know, kind of piggyback off that, I think a lot of people are trying to put everybody's stories together based on what's happened in the past, and people aren't realizing, like, this shit is...
Yeah.
We didn't have Insta. I remember I was telling him the other day.
We live in such an influencer world. God.
I remember the days that you could scroll all the way down to the bottom of Instagram.
Yeah.
And there were no more pictures. And you're like, people are fucking boring. God damn it. Like, when is someone going to post something?
Hey, I tried to do that with mine the other day. And I'm
you can't, like, because the ads and the sponsor. And like, there's no such thing as the bottom of Instagram anymore. Yeah. Like the bottom of your feed. And I still remember those days when you could do that. So it's like, We're living in this new Instagram, Facebook, Meta, whatever it is, world, right? So stop.
Yeah.
And history is going to look very different in 30, 40 years, just like it looks different from 30, 40 years ago today.
Yeah.
So I think if I, you know, could add to that, it's like just fucking relax, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to figure it out, too. Yeah.
So my Travis's aunt got me this. It's a sans serif and it means breathe. Because I'm constantly saying like breathe. Breathe.
I should probably learn how to do that.
Yeah.
Because I'm not like whenever I get overwhelmed, I don't breathe.
Yeah,
breathing. I just lose it. Yeah. No, not that bad, but
you gotta breathe.
Breathe. All right. Well, I'll take that advice. Well, I really appreciate you coming.
Thanks for today.
Having me. I could talk forever. I know, right? I mean, and it would be, like, I would love to have you again, too, just to talk about fucking anything.
Yeah.
And I really hope that, you know, a lot of people that hear this kind of understand, take a different view of it, right? Especially those that, you know, have either both been, you know, had to experience grief or don't experience grief. Like, I hope somebody learned something new today. And I hope a lot of people got to know you a little bit better today,
too.
Yeah,
me too. I hope I like, you know, answered some questions.
Yeah, no, you did good. You know? You did really good.
Yeah.
So, you know, I appreciate you.
Thanks.
I can't wait to have you back because we're for sure going to do this again.
Yeah.
Let me know when you want to be back.
Anytime.
Okay, so, and then we're changing the name. I don't know what it is going to be yet. I'll have it by next week. Other than that, thanks for listening.
Peace out.
Oh, look at me. I'm over here. Follow, share, talk about it. Don't talk about it. Don't follow. Don't share. Do whatever you want to do with it. Again, this podcast is a lot of personal stories, a lot of things that, you know, not just us, but you, Chloe, as well, have been through in life. And we just wanted to shed some light that everybody's life is a little bit different. Things are a little bit different. So other than that, I appreciate you. And thank it's good you. To see you.
It's so
and
good
I'm
to
happy
see you.
The kids and everybody's doing really good. And,
you too.
I'm and you're back in the gym, unlike me.
it comes and goes, girls.
Yeah, I know. Same. Same.
Just part
that
of
should
it.
Be something we talk about
yeah.
too. The body.
Absolutely.
Because fuck that.
Fuck that.
The place is fucking nuts.